Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. All right, what list did I make that's so beloved?
This is, let's see, one, two, three, four, five. There's six on the list.
Six things on the, what is
you
the
made,
list?
You made one. Okay, so here it is. It says, what is a common luxury that everybody hopes to have someday in their life, right? And you put it on this pedestal and you're like, oh my God, I can't wait till blank. And then it actually, you get it, and it's a massive headache to own.
Why would I be on the list? What did I do? What do I have? What do I own that's a massive headache? I don't.
The great outdoors.
Oh, get out of here.
I saw that coming from a mile away.
Are you saying my RV is a regret?
That's what it says.
No, you are so wrong.
It comes up.
You guys are wishing. You're wishing.
This comes up. I mean, maybe it's not you, but it says, what is a common luxury that people put on a pedestal that they want to own their whole life, and then when they finally can't afford it, they actually realize it's a massive headache.
Let me tell you where I'm at with the RV, okay?
Well, can we play the song?
Oh, yeah, we can play the song. I was just going to tell you.
Well, you got to wait. We're not allowed to talk about it until there's got to be a song. It's.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Here we go.
You didn't ask.
Well, you kind of did.
But he'll tell you all about s'mores.
Yeah, I know s'mores.
He's loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great, it's time for the BJRV update. BJRV update.
I think with this RV and the list you're talking about, the luxury item that you
always
want.
Hoped and dreamed.
Dream about. And then you get it, and then it's like, man, what the heck? I didn't expect this coming, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I think where I'm at right now is this, Jamie.
Okay.
I was very excited October of last year when I bought this thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And my wife and son were even more excited than me, but I was growing into it.
Right.
I liked it a lot. Couldn't wait to use it. Although you buy it in October, you got to kind of wait a while, okay? So anyway, I buy this thing.
But you got a deal. That's when you get a deal. It's October.
Deal. Yeah. You get a deal at that time of year because nobody else wants it.
Right.
But you got a deal, and I got a deal. So I've been in that honeymoon phase, okay?
Yes.
For the past, I don't know, all the way up until maybe a month, 2 months ago or so. But I've been in that honeymoon phase, and I love it, and it's all good. But I'm starting to kind of waver into an area of where, is it really worth it?
Oof.
You don't help matters, okay?
What do I do?
You keep bringing up how much I'm spending.
No, I
try to ignore it, but you keep a calculator over there.
Well, because you do it very expensively, if you will. I mean, we camped and we didn't. My dad didn't get paid in the summer. He was a professor, and they didn't get paid in the summers. So we did it cheap. Like, we did camping cheap, but you do it very expensive. You do resort camping, which is very costly.
It's very costly.
Yeah.
It's very costly. And it adds up.
Yeah, you have, you can go, it's not off the grid. It's called something else.
Boondocking.
Well, they call it even something else than that. But it's like when my son goes and he just pops his tent, right? And he just goes and it's free. It's just free.
Yeah.
But you guys, it's like going to a hotel.
Yeah.
But with bringing your own hotel room.
Yeah. And it costs more than a hotel.
Yeah.
And you're sleeping in your own bed.
Yes.
In an RV.
That you have to clean yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if I've gotten to the point of where I absolutely just want to admit that it was a bad deal. I'm wavering a bit.
How much do you pay a month to store it?
$75.
So I happen to have 6 acres of land, and I will charge.
You're too far out.
No, listen, wait. I'm gonna give, hold on. I'm going to give you a deal. I'm going to give you a deal. How much again a month?
$75.
I'll give you a piece of my property for and you can just camp there.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have a live river there. I'll do that for $1.50 a month. Yep.
I'm not signing up with you for $150 a month.
Think about it. How much is it to go to Jellystone?
A lot.
Yeah. Per night. Lot. How much is it?
Like, I don't know, $300-$400.
Oh,
my God.
All right, I'll change it. All right, I'll do $250 a month. You can put your RV on my river.
No, at least they got a pool, and they got a bear that waves at you when you go into the park. So
okay, well,
it's kind of worth it in a way.
River.
They got an arcade. They got putt-putt golf. They got all the amenities that you need when you're camping out in the great outdoors.
In the great outdoors, yeah.
You don't have any of that stuff down there where you are. You've just got that creek with fish in it.
Yeah, I just have a river. Yeah. I do have axe throwing, and then my neighbor has a shooting range.
Yeah.
But that's probably too advanced for you.
I kind of like the whole glamping thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. It is expensive, though.
Oof, yeah.
It adds up. All right, what else is on the list that people buy?
Okay, let's hear a horse. It says a horse doesn't eat hay. A horse eats money.
I agree.
Oh,
I've had
gosh.
Horses.
Well, my girlfriend, actually, her daughter is a really great jumper. She jumped, but just her helmet just to go jumping is like $250 just for a jumping helmet. Because everything has to be an outfit. You know what I mean? The boots were like $400.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, the horse had, not only shoeing and all that, but the horse had to have a colonoscopy.
Oh, my. That's a lot.
The horse's name is Cheerio.
Well, you use the guard.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Nose.
I think PVC pipe.
Well, garden hose action.
I was
on
like,
that
wait
one,
a minute,
man.
Your horse had to have a colonoscopy?
Yeah.
Who does that?
It's even more so. If you've got your own property and you can keep the horse there, that's one thing. But if you have to board a horse, do you know how expensive that is?
Yes, I do. Woo! Yes, I do.
And the feed and upkeep.
All that stuff
is. All right, horse.
Horse is number two. Okay, let's see here. A pickup truck, a really high-end pickup truck. It says you think you want a high-end pickup truck, but you don't want it to get dirty or anybody to use it, but everybody wants to use it. That makes sense. You know those really expensive, like $125,000, you know, pickup trucks?
Yeah.
Like our boss, he just bought one, and our other boss has one. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to loan them out, but everybody's like, oh, my God, you have a pickup truck. Can I just use it?
People do want to.
But people don't want to scratch him.
Nope.
Because they paid $120,000 for it. Let's see here. A saltwater aquarium.
What?
People have this on their list, you know, because rich people have saltwater aquariums.
Yep.
And you think you want to have a saltwater aquarium until you realize the upkeep and the maintenance on one of those, which is ridiculous.
I don't want any aquarium.
You don't? Oh, I love aquariums.
I mean, they look good.
They look great.
When they're clean, they look. We've got one at the house. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Is it green?
Oh, yeah. It's greener than my grass is.
A koi pond. It says, don't know how common this is, but don't build a koi pond unless you like to pay someone regularly to do maintenance on it. I told you that my friend Mott, he bought a koi pond. Each koi was like $3,000.
Yep.
And it was beautiful. He was my neighbor. He was very wealthy, whatever. And then the raccoons came and ate all his koi pond, all his koi. $3,000 each, two to three. And then his beautiful koi pond had chicken wire over it. And it was ugly. To keep the raccoons out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then finally, the last one is, can you guess?
A boat.
Nope.
No.
Nobody?
Motorcycle.
No. Nope.
I don't know.
Swimming pool. Swimming pool.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
They're very expensive.
Somebody says, a swimming pool. Congratulations. You just bought a part-time chemistry job.
I would agree
with
that.
My sister has spent a fortune. I mean, a fortune on her pool. A pump will go out. The heater will go out. This will go out. And then she does she has a saltwater combo. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the saltwater is too much and they'll corrode the pipes. And it is a chemistry set. Especially if you do half salt or whatever she does.
Yeah.
She does like brackish.
I know a guy that put one in, had it taken out 2 years later.
Some people
literally had it taken out and filled in with dirt.
That's why some people don't even take them out. They just cover them with dirt and call it a day. You know? It's
like, Well, he might have done that. I don't know. I just know that dirt's there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was the very last one. Here's the rule of thumb. They say the rule of F's. If it's fast, if it flies, or if it floats, always rent it.
Yes.
Right?
That's why I'd put a boat on the list.
Yeah.
I owned a boat. It was a pain in the butt.
I owned a boat, but we loved it. We used it all the time.
I loved it. Don't get me wrong, but it was costly.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
I love that boat.
Yeah. Anyway. Storing that sucker was expensive, too. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.